This video is for the small business owners of America. So if you're a small business owner, please watch this. Or if you know a small business owner, even if they're just a side hustler, a gig worker, Uber driver, freelancer, all the way up to someone with 500 employees, share this with them. This is vital information that was just released by Treasury. I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and I spent last night going over the Treasury Department's interim final rule for the PPP loans. I was up until midnight poring over them, and I'm going to share with you what I learned. I'm going to lay it all out here for you right now, educating you, small business owners of America, whether you employ 500 people or 50 people or 5 people, or even if you just employ yourself, if you're an independent contractor, freelancer, whatever, I want to educate and help you and cut through all the noise based on the actual guidelines from the Treasury Department, not random Facebook posts from people who haven't looked into what the government has actually said on this. To give some context, first, I'm going to briefly talk about the CARES Act, the stimulus in general, as it relates to small business owners. Then I'm going to briefly discuss the SBA EIDL disaster loans. And then I'm going to spend the bulk of my time here on the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP loans, the program that just opened up today. But first, let's back up a few weeks to put this in context briefly. On March 13th, Trump declared the current crisis of sufficient severity and magnitude to warrant an emergency declaration for all states, territories, and the District of Columbia. Exactly 2 weeks later, on March 27th, the president signed the CARES Act to provide emergency assistance to individuals and businesses affected by the crisis. I've discussed the individual components of the CARES Act all week. Stimulus checks, student loans, unemployment, you name it, you can go back and watch those videos. But the CARES Act also gave the SBA, the Small Business Administration, funding and authority to modify existing loan programs, i.e. the EIDL disaster loan program, as well as to establish a new loan program, i.e. the PPP Paycheck Protection Program, to assist small businesses during this troubled time. Now, before I talk about the PPP loans, I will briefly discuss the EIDL disaster loans, and then I will spend the bulk of my time here today talking about the PPP. So, EIDL disaster loan. These are direct federal loans of up to $2 million, terms up to 30 years. Interest rate for for-profit businesses is 3.75%. A personal guarantee is required for loans more than $200,000. The point of this loan is to sustain your business for 6 months to cover costs like payroll, rent, mortgage, material costs, and pre-existing debt. If there is a need to extend that six-month period, it will be communicated by the government going forward. Of course, what everyone's talking about with respect to the disaster loans is the immediately forgivable $10,000 advance that supposedly hits your bank account within 3 days of applying for EIDL on the SBA's website. Huh. That hasn't happened for me or any of my clients, by the way. That said, this is a grant of up to $10,000. The disaster loan officer will determine how much you actually should get based on your application. Also, even if you are found to be ineligible for the full EIDL loan, you can still keep the forgivable advance. The EIDL disaster loan is made directly by the SBA and has a very simple application right on the SBA's website. Earlier this week, I made a 10-minute video walking through the application step by step. Link is in the description. Now, PPP. Let's talk about the PPP. Paycheck Protection Program. That's what I'm going to spend the rest of this time talking about, because this is bigger than the EIDL and there's also a lot of confusion right now about the PPP. First of all, basics. PPP is not a direct loan from the feds. It's more like an SBA 7A loan. SBA is guaranteeing 100% of these loans, but they will be made through SBA approved lenders and that lender will service your loan. PPP loans are in fact a first come, a first serve. That is the phrase used by Treasury in their interim rule. Terms of PPP loans, 2 years. Interest rate, 1%, 100 basis points. 0.5% was thrown around earlier this week, but Treasury came out with this and said 1%. Payments, for now, you don't have to make any payments for 6 months following your disbursement date. The Act said the deferment period could go up to a year, but SBA said, look, we think 6 months is appropriate for now. Interest, however, does accrue during the 6-month deferment. Now, you can get both EIDL disaster loan and PPP Paycheck Protection Program loans, but their proceeds can't be used for the same purpose. You can't double dip. And yes, you can refinance your EIDL loan into a PPP loan, up to $10,000 advance. The best part about PPP loans, forgiveness. The CARES Act said the full principal amount of the loan and any accrued interest can be forgiven if you use all the loan proceeds for forgivable purposes and employee and compensation levels are maintained. That is, you don't apply for the loan based on your previous 12 months of payroll and then fire everybody, okay? Remember, payroll is the priority here. It's called Paycheck Protection Program. The whole point of these loans is to keep people working, to keep the lights on in your business, and to keep people employed. So what SBA and Treasury is saying is that no more than 25% of the loan forgiveness amount may be attributable to non-payroll costs. The point here is to keep people employed and working. The first day to apply for a PPP is today, April 3rd, and this program is running through June 30th or until funds are exhausted. That's what they're saying right now. Now, although today is the official start date for PPP, most SBA lender banks are not ready, especially the old school brick and mortar banks. There is a lending platform that I am sending clients to that matches borrowers with SBA lenders for PPP loans. It's absolutely free, no fee. Link is in the description. I will get a commission if you use my link to get matched with an SBA lender to apply for your PPP loan. No pressure, but that's really how this channel is supported so that it continues to be worth it for me to take time away from my CPA practice to make videos like this for you all for free. Now, There are people out there charging over $2,000 for this information, okay? It's absolutely bonkers and it's sad. Please don't pay them. It's okay to make money in a crisis, but it's not okay to make money from a crisis. All right, back to the basics of the PPP loans. First, eligibility. You must be a small business, meaning 500 or fewer employees whose principal residence is in the United States. There are, for some businesses in certain industries with more than 500 employees, some exceptions, but I assume if you have more than 500 employees, you have in-house legal and or financial counsel, so I'm not talking to you. For our purposes here today, you're a small business if you have 500 or fewer employees. Now, I'm talking to the restaurant owner, the self-employed hairstylist, the Uber driver, the business with 5-20 employees, those true small businesses of America. So I'm not gonna labor this point about who is a small business or who is not, because I assume that 99.9% of you watching right now are in fact small businesses. Also, you had to be in operation on February 15th, 2020, and you either had employees to whom you paid salaries and payroll taxes, or you paid independent contractors reporting their income on Form 1099 miscellaneous. Note, payments made to independent contractors do not count for purposes of calculating the loan amount. That is explicit by Treasury, and I will get into that later. Also, even if you don't have employees or don't pay contractors, if you yourself are a sole proprietor or independent contractor, meaning even if you're a one-man or one-woman show and you file Schedule C, you're eligible as long as you are in operation on February 15th, 2020. All right, but even if you meet these eligibility requirements, you are ineligible if you are incarcerated on probation or parole, or you've formally been charged with a crime, or you've been convicted of a felony within the last 5 years. Also, you're ineligible if you or a business owned by you has ever received an SBA loan or any other government-backed loan, and you were delinquent on it or defaulted on it within the last 7 years. Now, how do you calculate your maximum loan amount? Here's the calculation. Step one, take your payroll costs from the last 12 months for employees whose principal place of residence is in the United States. I will talk more about payroll costs, what that means later. Two, from that payroll cost amount, subtract any compensation paid to an employee in excess of an annual salary of $100,000. If you're a one-man or one-woman show who doesn't have payroll but just has self-employment income, subtract any of your earnings that are in excess of $100,000 for the last 12 months. Then you have that number. Step three, divide that number by 12. Step four, multiply that new number by 2.5. Step five, add the outstanding amount of any EIDL disaster loan that you received between January 30th, 31st, 2020, that's when the disaster began, and April 3rd, 2020. Note, this is EIDL received, not applied for. I doubt many of you have received an EIDL yet unless you applied before all this happened. And of course, you have to subtract any advance, like up to the $10,000 advance you received under the EIDL related to the current crisis. Now, if you have already received your up to $10,000 advance from the disaster loan, please comment and let me know, because I haven't heard of anybody getting that yet. Anyway, okay, so the PPP calculation sounds easy, right? Well, going back to step one, you have to know your payroll costs. What are payroll costs for PPP purposes? The definition is broad, per Treasury. Obviously, wages paid to employees whose principal place of residence is within the United States, including wages paid to yourself, count. And these are W-2 wages, by the way. This includes not only regular wages, but also vacation time and sick leave. Tips, severance, benefits, including health insurance coverage, right? Insurance premiums, retirement contributions. Also, state and local taxes assessed on compensation of employees, but not FICA taxes, not Social Security and Medicare taxes you pay for your employees. And of course, if you're a one-man or one-woman show, sole proprietor, independent contractor, this is your net income from self-employment. Now, payroll costs do not include payments to independent contractors. These are folks to whom you pay for their services who are not on your payroll, not W-2 employees. You give them a 1099 every January. Payments made to such individuals, unfortunately, do not count as payroll for PPP purposes. I'm going to read this verbatim from the Treasury interim rules published yesterday. Do independent contractors count as employees for purposes of PPP loan calculations? No. Independent contractors have the ability to apply for a PPP loan on their own, so they do not count for purposes of a borrower's PPP loan calculation. That's what Treasury said. You can take it or leave it. I know some advisors right now telling people, hey, screw it, put the independent contractors on there, let them tell us we're wrong. I'm not going to tell you what to do here, but Treasury has explicitly stated that you can't include payments to independent contractors as part of your payroll for purposes of calculating your maximum PPP loan amount. Now, what can PPP loan proceeds be used for? Treasury has said that PPP loan proceeds can be used for payroll costs, as defined previously, and at least 75% of the PPP loan proceeds must be used for payroll costs. Costs related to the continuation of group health insurance, mortgage interest payments. Note that I was on an SBA webinar yesterday, and they said if you work from home and you're eligible for a home office deduction on your taxes, part of your home mortgage interest could apply. Now, this is not from Treasury. This is simply what my local SBA told me in a webinar yesterday, okay? Rent payments, kind of similar to mortgage, utility payments, interest payments on pre-existing debt, pre-existing meaning incurred before February 15, 2020, and of course, refinancing an EIDL loan into a PPP loan. If you use PPP loan proceeds for other things, you'll have to repay those amounts, and if you're really trying to game the system here, you might be in even bigger trouble. I'm talking criminal charges if you're really being a fraudster. Remember, this isn't a time to take advantage and game the system. This is a time to sustain your business and also think of all the other small businesses right now who need a cash flow influx to keep their businesses running. Finally, how can you apply for PPP? So today, April 3rd, is a day when small businesses and sole proprietorships can theoretically apply for these PPP loans. But very few, if any, banks are ready for this, and those that are, based on what I'm seeing, at least in terms of the big banks, are only opening this up for business owners who have a pre-existing relationship. Now, a week from today, April 10th, is when independent contractors and self-employed individuals can apply. Now, if you have an existing relationship with an SBA lender, okay, your bank, if they're an SBA lender, reach out to them, see what they say. But most banks are not ready today. Also, most big banks are requiring that you have a pre-existing commercial relationship with them. I got an email from a big bank a few days ago where I had my business checking account, and they said I must already have had a relationship with them as of February 15th. But like I mentioned earlier, there is a lending platform that I am sending clients to that matches borrower with SBA lenders for PPP loans. It's free for you to use. My link is in the description. Full disclosure, I will get a commission if you use my link to get matched. But unless you're already buddy-buddy with an SBA lender, I really think this is the way to go. Because unless you already have a great relationship with an SBA lender, you could end up waiting for weeks for your app to be considered by one single lender. But with the lending platform that I linked to below, you're algorithmically matched with several lenders, and you can get going faster with this first-come, first-served PPP program. That is all I have for you this morning. I will be answering comments throughout the day. Please ask them. I will respond to them as best I can, but please understand that I am a CPA. I'm very busy right now, but I will take breaks throughout the day to answer your questions as best I can. It's going to be a long day, isn't it? But thank you so much for watching. I do love knowing that I'm helping fellow business owners. Please subscribe to this channel for future updates on this, as well as consumer-oriented information to get us all through this current crisis. Thank you.